You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a vibrant spiritual community committed to individual and collective awakening through sacred teachings and practices, one God, one heart, many paths. Now, Reverend Clive Delaporte.
Our message today, I am overcome with grace. And our affirmation again, I rest in the realization of divine grace and power. We find ourselves coming to the end of True Lent, and we are reminded in True Lent of the power of the month of March, the power of wisdom. Wisdom is the power that follows strength and precedes love. And we see the divine order in these powers as wisdom guides us in strength to be more loving in our choices, in our discernment, in our evaluation, and how we apply divine truth and divine good to our lives. Today we're talking about the power of grace within us, and the power of grace to transform our life experience as we live with more grace in the world. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that awakened a soul like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Yes, for our message today, I've unitized the words to that amazingly powerful song. We understand grace from a metaphysical perspective when we acknowledge that grace is the thing that creates in us the desire to be awakened and to live awakened in the world. When we take the power of March and we combine it with the attitude and the intention of grace, we are able to explore that faculty, that ability, and that power with its optimal discernment. And we find ourselves overcome with grace in the world. So what is grace? What is our understanding of the spiritual word that we use so often to describe our relationship with God, our experience of the divine, and how we express ourselves in the world each day? Grace is the divine will for the realization of divine truth and the demonstration of divine good. We understand grace to be aid from God, help from God in the process of realizing divine truth and regenerating that truth into the good of our Christness. The Apostle John in John 1:17 said, "Grace and truth come to us through Jesus Christ." When we look at that text metaphysically and with a mystical awareness, we understand that Christ is not something apart from us. Christ is a state of consciousness within us, the most elevated state of consciousness we have in humanity. And when we are in that state of consciousness that we call Christ, we are in a state of divine truth and divine good, and that is a state of grace. Living from that state of grace in truth and good, we see truth and good express in and through us and show up in our lives with ease and with grace. When we are living in what we call sense consciousness, which is a lower form of consciousness, almost an animal aspect to our human nature, we lack a sense of grace. We lack a sense of ease. And often when we live from that awareness and from that intention, we show up in the world with dis-ease and disgrace. Ed Rabel, one of the great Unity teachers at Unity Village, said this about grace. Grace is the real saving, redeeming, transforming power that has come to man through the work of Jesus, a work that reestablished for humanity access and awareness to the consciousness of Christ. We enter into this Christ consciousness by faith in the Christ ideal and by means of the inner spiritual law that Jesus taught and practiced. And so we are all called today to follow Jesus as our way shower, as the way shower to how we access our Christness, our Christ consciousness, and live with grace in the world. Jesus Christ is that state of consciousness in each of us, through which we realize our graceful and empowered oneness with God. Jesus Christ is that conscious realization in us by which we are overcome with grace. In Christ consciousness, we are overcome and we are overcomers of all that separates us from that realization and that redemption that we find in divine grace. In Christ, we are overcome with grace. In Christ, we are overcome by grace. And in Christ, we are overcome for grace. Why then is grace such an important part of the experience and expression of our Christness? Well, it's in Christ consciousness that grace is realized. It is in Christ consciousness that grace is regenerated. And it is in Christ consciousness that we are redeemed to our true self, to the awareness of our Christness. And that we are then empowered to continue the commission of the Christ and to live in the world with grace. You see, the Christ has a commission. And by commission, we mean that the Christ has a divine purpose and it has a divine power with which to fulfill that purpose. And grace is one of the fundamental, ideal aspects of the Christ in our lives. We find ourselves these days in somewhat challenging times, especially when we look at our world and ourselves and our life experience from a very humanistic point of view. When we take the time to explore the grace of God in our Christ consciousness, we see an opportunity for each and all of us to show up with more grace in our lives and in the world. The world is in need of a more powerful demonstration of the grace of the Christ at this time. Each one of us has within us that commission of the Christ, the commission to fulfill its divine purpose with power. May we each, every day, be overcome with grace. May we each be a demonstration of the realization of divine truth in us and the demonstration of divine good in our lives. May we do this for one and all in the world so that others too may be able to say, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that awakened a soul like me. I once was lost and now am found, was blind, but now I see." This is my prayer for you today as we enter this new week in a world that calls us to live with more grace and more gratitude and a more authentic demonstration of our Christness. May this blessing be yours one and all. Thank you, God, and so it is.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.